Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Kim Davis's case is moot. There should be no reason for a court to reconsider the ACLU's request for attorney's fees. This case is done and over. Kim Davis is the victor. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, we filed our opposition brief at the Federal Court of Appeals on behalf of the Rowan County Clerk, Kim Davis. In this case, there's three different cases. They all were basically operating under one at the time of all of the issues that went national, international. And now what ultimately happened is the Federal Court of Appeals, at our request, dismissed the case at the Court of Appeals, 3-0 decision in our favor. And then the lower court dismissed the cases as well, saying that the case was done and over, closed the case, nothing more to consider because Kim Davis ultimately was successful. She got what she wanted. She asked for a religious accommodation, and she got it, not only through an executive order, but also now through legislative enactment signed by the governor. End of story. And now the ACLU and the other two entities that were representing the other two cases, they filed at the Court of Appeals, they filed at the lower court all different kinds of requests. They're wanting to reopen the case. They're wanting to start over again. They're wanting to get attorney's fees. They want Kim Davis's scalp. They've not been able to get a single thing from Kim Davis, Matt.
Well, this is just bizarre. I mean, there is no there. Kim Davis won, and she won in dramatic fashion. It's not very often that you have a case like this who has a governor issue an executive order, and then the legislature come back around and pass a law, which the governor signs, which basically says, yep, you're right. We're going to remove your name. You do not have to sign these counterfeit same-sex marriage licenses. They did that to accommodate specifically Kim Davis, but dozens of other county clerks around Kentucky that were also faced with the same conscience violation decision that they would have to either obey man or obey God. Well, so they lost. It's over. There is no there. The case is now moot, and it is the victor, typically in a court case, that files for attorney's fees. The case was dismissed. The ACLU is not the victor, so they're just trying to prolong this, as you mentioned, Matt, because they want to punish Kim Davis.
You know, it's just ridiculous. I mean, the case, their claims are moot, so it's time to mute them, you know, for just this desperate attempt to get more money out of, actually, it's the taxpayers, who would come out of it, just to pay for their attorney fees and whatever, because, you know, it's just ridiculous. This needs to be closed and gone away.
Well, you know, the only way that you can get attorney's fees in a Section 1983 civil rights case, which they filed under that particular provision, is if you're the prevailing party and if you get a final judgment. So even a preliminary win does not give you the attorney's fees. You got to get a final judgment. Well, first of all, they never got any final judgment. Secondly, they didn't win anything.
Right. I mean, they got their marriage license, which is what they wanted. So.
And they didn't. Well, and you know what? They didn't like what they got. Because if you remember, what happened
was too bad.
Kim Davis was sent to jail because she refused to issue a marriage license. She came back out of jail when the judge released her, and she came back on Monday morning, and she said she would not have her name, her title, or her authority on the marriage licenses. So what she did was she took the marriage licenses and literally put them in a typewriter and X'd out her name, X'd out her title, X'd out her authority. If there was a clerk in the courtroom or in her office that wanted to give one of these licenses out, they could not identify themselves as a clerk of Rowan County, Kentucky.
Right.
They had to do it as a private individual notary public. So that's what a couple of these people got, and they were upset about it.
But they still got their license, right? I mean, they still got what they wanted.
And there was a question as to whether or not they were even valid, you know, because it didn't have her name on it, didn't have her authority. The clerk who actually issued it didn't have him as identified as a clerk of Rowan County. So they got a mocked up piece of paper. And so the ACLU, when they got that, they were really livid. And they filed some more papers with the judge, force her to issue one with her name on it and take all these X's off.
And that's the bottom line.
And they, didn't get that.
Having a tantrum.
And they were furious. And that's because this was never about so-called marriage equality.
Right.
What they insisted upon was forcing Kim Davis in particular and any individual and sending a shot over the bow of any other Christian, forcing them, forcing aside any dissent, forcing you will comply, you will be made to care. They wanted her to be forced to violate her conscience, to disobey God, to sign her signature to a mock marriage, and they insisted upon that. So it was never about, so they got their marriage license, they walked away, and now they have their counterfeit same-sex marriage. But they wanted to force Kim Davis, just like they want to force anyone who embraces the biblical model of sexual morality,
well, you know,
to give that up.
And Kim Davis continued to insist she will not issue even a mocked-up version.
Mm-hmm.
So she never did. And they wanted her to issue a real one. She even said, I don't even know if something like this would be valid because it's basically a piece of paper that's defaced. And
well, it's ironic because it doesn't.
There's only a couple that exist ever in the history of Kentucky that's like this. And it's the couple, that's the two or three that they got. And it's literally got X's, typewriter X's across the whole areas, lots of different places on the certificate. So she didn't sign it. It doesn't have her name on it, doesn't have her title, doesn't have her authority, doesn't have any identification as to who the notary public is. It could be John Doe off the street. And there was only one person in the office that actually issued that. They, as I said, they were livid. And they came back and said, this is just, she's defying the court. She's not obeying the court. And they wanted to force her to take off the X's and do these things with her name on it. She refused to do it. And so they never got one. To this day, they've never gotten one like that. So then the election happened, and a governor was elected, Matt Bevin, and he gave an executive order. Kim and the rest of the clerks in Kentucky, you have a opt-out opportunity.
Right.
So they opted out. Then the legislature got involved, and they codified it, and the ACLU, that's how the case got dismissed. There was nothing else to do. Kim got what she wanted. They didn't get what they wanted. And now they're coming back and say, well, wait a minute, we should get paid for what we did.
Yeah.
Even though we were unsuccessful, we ought to get paid for it. You know, so that's where we are. We'll continue to let you know what is happening on this case. But, you know, one of the things that Kim Davis has done, and so many people who know her, is she is a strong example of encouragement. Number one, how God can use someone who you would not necessarily choose to be that particular candidate to do something great. God uses people and he calls them just like he did the apostles.
Right.
He didn't create superstars and pick them out. He picked fishermen.
And she struggled feeling inadequate about this, you know?
And so here you got
who
a woman.
Who am I, you know?
Who did not ever have any time in the spotlight, and God just put her there because she was faithful in the little things.
What was amazing is to see a reluctant hero like Kim Davis, and that's what she ended up becoming, a reluctant, humble, kind woman who has been changed from the inside out by the Holy Spirit. And to see her, the peace that she has when she would be on Fox News and elsewhere and giving interviews, and the words that the Holy Spirit would give her to shoot down even Megyn Kelly and people that were trying to put her in the hot seat, she was never, she was unflappable. She was never rattled.
Right.
She just the peace and love of Christ came through loud and clear.
And she never picked a fight, but she stood strong.
She stood strong, yeah. And, you know, one of the things, there's several episodes in this whole case that just took it to another stratosphere. One was when these activists came in and they kept insisting, and they were videotaping it, under what authority are you doing this? Meaning not going to issue same-sex marriage licenses. And she said, under God's authority. And that became the front page of the USA Today and all the major newspapers across the country.
Yes.
That ultimately catapulted Kim Davis into a national spotlight instantly. But that's not what her goal was. Her goal was just to remain faithful to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And she is someone who exudes the peace of Jesus and the love of Jesus instantly when you meet her. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website. Because of people like you, those who pray and support Liberty Counsel, we have been able to stand beside Kim Davis and defend her and many others like Kim. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and make a contribution by the end of the year. Your contribution between now and December 31 will be doubled.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.